Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. It's been nearly a year since Delaware State Police Corporal Stephen Bauer was shot and killed investigating a suspicious vehicle at a Bear Area Wawa. And now a community fund started in his memory is working to raise money. The Bauer Community Fund will hold its first major fundraiser, a benefit dinner, in April. Corporal Bauer's widow, Louise Cummings, created the fund through the Delaware Community Foundation last December, starting it with $25,000 of her own money. In this week's Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele sat down with Cummings to talk about the fund, the dinner, and the past year since her husband's death.
All right, give me some background. You established, I believe, the Ballard Community Fund in honor of your late husband in December, correct?
Correct, yes. In December, I had been working through the fall with the Delaware Community Foundation, trying to figure out what exactly I wanted to do, and settled on creating the Ballard Community Fund. And I did it this way so that it would be open to several organizations in the community. So my husband, loved to work in the community and did a lot through being a state trooper and then also with mentoring through Noble. And so I didn't want to pick just one cause or one organization because he really touched a lot of people's lives. And so doing the community fund, it allows me to provide a grant every year and select a different community organization.
Okay, so coming up in April, there will be a dinner, a benefit for the Ballard Community Fund. Tell me about that.
Correct. So I decided that I wanted to do a benefit dinner to help raise money for the fund. I actually funded the initial $25,000 for the fund, and so my goal is to raise another $25,000 at this benefit. And I really want to do that because if we start with $50,000 in the fund is endowed, and I'll be able to, at a minimum, give $2,500 every year in perpetuity to a community organization. And, you know, the more money that goes into the fund, of course, the more I can give. But I thought that $50,000 was a solid number. I could give a decent, grant each year. And so I put up half of that, and I'm looking for companies and sponsors to come on board. So I'm in the middle of talking and meeting with folks now. And then, of course, inviting, the public and friends and family to come out. And really, my goal is to highlight the community. And I'm going to have different people speaking from different organizations about, the communities that they serve, the different organizations that they serve. I didn't want to do a keynote speaker because I think, the community is so broad and there's so many great things happening that I'm actually going to have about four or five different people just speak briefly about their involvement in the community and really highlight and celebrate community in Delaware is doing.
Louise, you must have in mind, who will some of the recipients of this money be? You must be thinking of some of the organizations that your late husband was involved in, that you've worked with over the years, or you heard Stephen mention. Can you give me some names of some of the recipients that you're thinking about?
So currently I'm thinking about more different topics, I would say, of organizations that are working with children and education, definitely with mental health, domestic violence, also like law enforcement safety. That's a really big, deal right now, especially linking law enforcement in the community. Also looking at veterans, that my husband was really big on that as well, and just making sure that people that are going out and sacrificing their life and fighting for our country are also being respected when they come back home. So right now it's not one sort of organization or even a couple by name that I'm thinking of. It's more sort of the community that they serve. And so I've actually been learning a lot more too about different organizations in Delaware, and we'll continue to do that as well. So that way we can make sure that we are providing, the grants each year to various communities and organizations that deserve it. But I definitely was looking at, what are the things that my husband enjoyed doing and the organizations that he supported? And then also just some of the stories, when he would come home from working a long day and would tell me about, the domestic incidents that he went to, or, maybe working with a family or a child that has mental health and trying to help them, instead of locking them up, getting them the services that they need. And so this is why I really want to put the money there, back into the community.
Okay, so just to clarify, once you start handing out the grants, they will come once a year in the amount of $2,500.
Correct, and $2,500 will be the minimum. So if we raise more money and people, I plan to do the benefit each year, and so more money that we get into the funds, the more that I can can donate, but my goal is once a year, $2,500, and we'll be able to do that, you know, starting out after this benefit. So I'm really excited about it.
All right. So right now we want to push the Ballard Community Fund benefit dinner in April. When is it? How can people get tickets? Why should people go to this benefit dinner?
Definitely. So it's Friday, April 20th, and we made sure to do it on a Friday so that you could stay out late. It's from 7 to 11, and it's at the White Clay Creek Country Club in the Veranda Room, and that's actually right where the Delaware Park Casino is. They have a country club there, and it's beautiful. It's going to be a wonderful event. We're going to have a lot of people from the community out. We're going to have music, a four-course dinner. We have an open bar from 7 to 9 that comes with your ticket purchase. The tickets are $125, but a portion of that will be tax deductible. And so you'll be getting a letter from the Delaware Community Foundation for tax purposes as well. So we're just really excited. And we actually are set up on Eventbrite. So if you just Google Eventbrite and you put in Ballard Community Fund benefit, it'll pop up for you and all the information is there.
Louise, we're coming up. I want to switch gears a little bit. We're coming up in April. On the anniversary of the day that your husband, your late husband, Corporal Stephen Ballard, was shot dead outside a Bear Area Wawa. Thoughts and feelings, how is your family doing? Thoughts from the past year?
Yeah, it's been a difficult year. I mean, I know when everybody sees me and they're like, you're so strong. And I just believe, you know, God has put me here in this position to carry on Stephen's legacy, but it hasn't been easy. You know, personally, it has been very difficult. And just on Sunday, January 28th, was actually his birthday. And that was a pretty tough day for me, just because he loved his birthday so much. And we used to always do something fun. So I did gather a group of close friends and family, and we went to his favorite restaurant, Bahama Breeze, and we had lunch and we celebrated him. So when I have those moments that are difficult, I try to surround myself, you know, with friends and family and to do things that I know he would enjoy. But we're hanging in there. You know, it is tough, and coming up on the one-year anniversary, it's almost surreal. You know, it still feels like sometimes that he's just away at a leadership training or at away at some, you know, conference and that he'll be coming home. And so sometimes I don't know that it's really set in that he's not coming back. But I love to keep his memory and his legacy alive through the community. I mean, that's really where he had a huge impact. And I'm still hearing stories from people. I tell everyone, I love to hear your stories of how you interacted with my husband and how, you know, he either helped or supported you. And I love that. You know, that really makes me feel good.
Tell me one of the stories that, I don't know, hit you the hardest or that you will remember the most.
So there was a school down in Kent County that my husband went. He was a mentor for one of the little boys there. And they actually sent me a picture of my husband and the student and a letter from the guidance counselor there. And she just said how impactful it was. My husband would get off his shift at, you know, 6 a.m. and he would come over and have breakfast with this young man. And it wasn't about, you know, reading or homework or kind of doing academic. It was just being present. And that's one thing I'll remember always from her letter. She said, you know, just your husband's presence, just him being here, being consistent and having breakfast with this young man, it really made a difference. And it was tough. You know, my husband then went up to Troop 2. And so he found somebody to come and sort of fill in for him down in Dover at this school. But, you know, for them to remember that even with him, you know, being gone at Troop 2 and then unfortunately, you know, being killed, that was something that the student, the guidance counselor, the school, they still remembered his presence. And that's what's most important for me. And that's what I always tell people. It is being present. You know, it's being there. It's consistency. It's letting kids know that you love them and you care about them and, you know, you want the best for them. And you do that by showing up. And that's one of the things my husband did best.
Our thanks to Louise Cummings, widow of Delaware State Police Trooper Corporal Stephen Ballard, and R. Kelly Steele for their time this week on The Green.